Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jenna Barr, and guess what time it is? It's time for Frisky Friday. So we're going to get frisky with our furry friends. That's a mouthful right there. And so I have Lauren Kappas, did I say that correctly?
Yes.
The event coordinator for Pensacola Humane Society. I feel like it sounds a lot longer than what it is, but it's actually one of the most important jobs I feel like you can have to make sure events are put on. So we can have these adoption events for our puppies and our kitties. And we've even heard about the bunny rabbits. So welcome to the show, Lauren. Thank you so much. Why don't you just tell everybody just a little bit about yourself and what drew you to serving the animals of our community that are lost or surrendered, and a little bit about your job title.
Okay, awesome. So I've been with the Humane Society for going on 3 years. It'll be 3 years in July. I started off as an adoption counselor, and I really just started working there because I was previously a paralegal at a law firm. I was okay with it. I thought I was going to be a lawyer when I grew up, and I was like, okay, this is how it's going to be. And then I was just not feeling it anymore. And there was an opening at the Humane Society. I had family who worked there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give this a go. Was doing adoption counseling for a while. That was fun. Then I became the volunteer coordinator. Then a while later, started doing events, became the event coordinator. And it can be chaotic getting events started and going. And there's always a fire to put out. And sometimes things happen that you don't quite account for.
Of course. That's as is life, right?
Absolutely.
But when you put on events, which, you know, I've been able to do, I've had that blessing, but it can go sideways really quick.
Absolutely. But it's one of those things where you're doing it for the animals, so you'll do anything to make sure they get adopted and they find their perfect match, so to say. And it's honestly been a blessing in my life to be able to have this job and help out animals. And it gives you a new sense of empathy when you see what these animals are going through. And you find out why they're in your shelter. Mm. It's either they're just there because they're having a rough go at life, or humanity has failed them in some way, shape, and form. And you're not there to like train them and make them the perfect dog. You're there to give them love, respect, food, water, the basics. And then you're there to get them that forever home.
Of course.
So it's been one of the best things to happen to me in my life.
I've always been drawn to dogs. They feel so comforting. I feel like they do so much for us. So have you always been just a dog person or just an animal person in general?
I've always just been an animal lover. I grew up out in Milton. I had chickens. Our neighbor had goats. We had horses. Like, I've had almost every animal you can have, from tarantulas to ferrets. Like,
what?
I just love animals.
That is amazing. You love the... even the special ones, like a tarantula.
Mm-hmm.
You're a brave soul, my friend. I don't know if I would go that far. I can admire them from a distance, but I definitely won't be picking one up anytime soon. And let's talk about our friend in studio today. So we always like to, first of all, we're very, very animal friendly. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Lauren about that before, how we have puppies come visit from our business partners and clients and everything. And like, they just bring so much joy into the studio and into the entire building. People race down. So you brought a friend with us today. Why don't you introduce her to everyone?
So I have with me little Miss Kamua. She is one feisty little girl. She's about 9 years young. She was a owner surrender. Her previous home, they just couldn't commit to the level of attention that they thought she required. she does want to be with you. She wants your time, your energy, and your money. But she's just a love. She is 9, so that is a little bit older, but you wouldn't be able to tell if she didn't have Gray, because she is as feisty, she's young, she is exploring every single bit of this studio already.
She is. She's really disappointed she can't reach the window.
She is.
I saw her come over here. She like looked at me like, you're going to pick me up because I need to see the view.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just one of many that are looking for a home. And I always like to mention, because I want to come from a place of zero judgment. You know, I see people that have to surrender the dogs, mm-hmm. or they have dogs or cats or whatever it comes, birds that come to them after a family member passes away, or they're mm-hmm. military and they go overseas and they're not allowed to take the animal. And that is heart-wrenching in and of itself. And so we just never know what this dog has gone through. So mm-mm. to be able to give an animal a new home, despite what their background is, I mean, especially this little girl, Camus, is like, she's so sweet. She has so much life and love left in her. I can see it mm-hmm. just when she looks at me. And she has this cute little thing she does. And we're going to talk about the event coming up in the show. So stick around. There is something really fun happening this weekend. In fact, tomorrow. I know we have so much going on around town. I feel like life is just blooming and bursting around the Gulf Coast. But Camilla, she's so cute. She has this little thing she does where she just rubs against like the wall, mm-hmm. It looks like she's just relaxing against the wall while she walks. And then she comes over, she wags her little tail. And what breed is she? She looks like she has almost like a Jack Russell in her.
So we have her labeled as a mixed breed, but she looks awfully terrier. She's probably mm-hmm. some kind of rat, Jack Russell, terrier mix. I would say she's half sparkling personality,
yes.
and half like totally wonderful babe you want to have in your life.
I love the way you describe her. That's amazing. I feel, you know what? I feel like that should be on my resume.
Do it.
I'm gonna do that next time. Oh, that's amazing. And you know, it's not going to just be Camilla. It's going to be so many dogs. And currently we have a lot of dogs. I do check the Humane Society's website, and if you don't, you can go online and look them up, Pensacola Humane Society, and be able to see what animals are up for adoption right now. And then be able to schedule. I know that's a big thing right now. Mm-hmm. So we're not having everybody crammed in to the building. Schedule your time to be able to go and meet a few of them and just see which one might be a good fit for your family, your lifestyle. And you could end up finding your forever love. So we really want to connect people to this. And we're very thankful for the opportunity to have a partnership with Pensacola Humane Society and so many other organizations that help pretty much the voiceless and are able to advocate for them and direct people to them as well. So we're going to give a little bit of teaser, because we're going to chat more after our commercial break. But I believe you have a really cool event coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely. We will be at Bob Tyler Toyota from 11 to 3 tomorrow to do a ton of adoptions, and they will be covering 75% of the adoption fee.
Wow. That's huge. So if you have been on the fence about adopting a new pet, a new family member, this is a perfect time to stop by and be able to go and see who is there waiting for adoption. And you know, you just never know what you might experience when you're able to go in and just love on them for a few minutes and see that connection you might have. And I'm pretty sure if it's at Bob Tyler Toyota, then it'll be outside.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you mm-hmm. don't have to worry too about being crammed into a building with one another, or you know, what do I have to wear? You know, of course, if you want to wear a mask, you're more than welcome, but you're gonna be outside and you're gonna be able to just get to know all the puppies. And this one, she's making, what are you saying to us, Camilla? What are you saying? She's making like little piggy noises. And I think you guys can hear it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We have more with Lauren from the Pensacola Humane Society when we come back.
Are you thinking about selling your house? Perhaps wondering if right now is the best time to sell? Absolutely. The real estate market is hot and inventory in our area is low, but the demand is high, which means every day you wait to list your house might be costing you valuable time and money. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty are the people to call to help you get your house sold. Christina and her team are committed to getting you the most money for your home and are here to help you every step along the way. Christina and her team have approved buyers prepared to close on a house, and there's simply not enough houses available. That means there's absolutely no reason you should wait any longer. Call Christina and her team right now at 850-723-9158. There's no obligation, absolutely no risk. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty right now. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business and powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. Again, that's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Brian Kilmeade covers today's hottest political news.
COVID-19 has been around for almost a complete year, and we were told to shut it down and bend the curve. And the bottom line is our schools got closed, and about 50% have not opened up. Colleges are so restricted, they are basically robbing tuition money from people that just don't want to see their place get taken by somebody else. For example, if you go to Brown or Harvard, but you're not getting your money's worth, that's for certain.
11 to 1 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It's your morning pep talk, and it's Frisky Friday, and we are having all sorts of fun with Kamua over here, who is just letting us know she loves us so much, and you can tell she loves being around people. She wants to be a part of the party. And so Lauren Kappas is here to tell us about how you can come out this weekend, maybe bring your family and have some fun and meet some fur babies, cats and dogs, if I'm correct.
Yes.
That are up for adoption currently through the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be there from 11 to 3, like I said, at Bob Tyler Toyota. We'll have our big, massive Orange Humane Express that was gifted to us from Impact 100.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
I love, first of all, Impact 100 is amazing. They're one of our partners. I love them. I love what they do. I love how they were like, hey, how can we filter money back through and help people who need it? And not just people, but our animals, because we see them go missing all the time and we see people looking for them. We want people to adopt and not shop. So that is huge. That's amazing.
Thank you. We've had it for a few years now. It's made a major difference in just being out in the community. It is fluorescent pumpkin orange. You cannot miss us. A lot of people, when they see us driving around, they'll start waving at us, and it's like, come follow us. Come get your pup. It's really awesome.
Come follow us and get your dog.
Right?
Your dreams. Yes.
But so Bob Tyler, he is absolutely wonderful to work with. He always covers 75% of the adoption fee, which I think gives you one more reason to come adopt tomorrow.
I don't want to say a steal, because I don't know.
It's a steal.
I mean, people, we've gone through rough times, and it's a lot's been going on. A lot's weighing on people's shoulders. And so if you're looking to have that love in your home and companionship, but you're afraid it'll break the bank, that's a big break for you guys.
Absolutely. It really helps us because, you know, he's supporting us, and he's also giving people an opportunity who maybe, you know, maybe they're going through hard times. We had COVID-19 happen. It's still happening. We had the hurricane. People who are just going through a rough at the moment, sometimes they just need that little bit of warmth and a little bit of comfort that comes from a furry companion. And you don't have to be a billionaire to adopt a dog.
Nope.
Right? I'm a full-time college student. I work for a nonprofit. That alone should tell you how much money I have. And I have two beautiful dogs. One is a rescue. His name is Bentley. I got him through the Humane Society. I'm staff, so, you know, I didn't really have to pay that much for him.
Right.
And he's probably the love of my life.
Oh, I love that. And yeah. What kind of dog is Bentley?
So I actually just got a DNA test done on him because we didn't know.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, I did it for myself, but that's amazing. You can do it for your dogs.
Yes, I got it done through Orivet, and that's actually a huge reason why we say our dogs are mixed breed, unless we have papers, because I can look at a dog and I can guesstimate, but I'm probably going to be wrong. Like my little Bentley, I thought he was a Chihuahua Papillon. There's no Chihuahua in him. There's no Papillon. He's like a Pomeranian poodle mix thing.
Wow.
With 2% boxer, and that explains why he thinks he's a big man when he's 12 pounds. But that's honestly why we don't tell people what we think a dog is, because we're probably wrong. And dogs are so mixed nowadays, unless you have papers, I don't know what your dog is.
Oh yeah. But that is so cool that is something that you can do. Like, that's a thing. You can find out the DNA ancestry. I don't know about the ancestry, but kind of your dog, and be able to. Well, that's funny too, because little dogs, I feel like they can sometimes have that, I guess, big dog complex or little dog. They think they're big, and I have a 12 pounder, and I'll get you up there in a minute. I promise. Kamua really wants to look out the window. I will let you before you leave, Kamua. But those little dogs too. And we were talking a little bit on the break about how, you know, I've always been like, oh, you know, I want to get a second dog, but I don't want to leave them home all day. You know, our dogs adjust to our lifestyle, as long as obviously it's not hurting them or hurting anyone. They adjust to our lifestyle. They kind of go about it. And that moment when you come home, and I say it time and time again, and you open the door, nobody else wags their little tushy at me like the dog does. Mm-hmm. So I'm always excited to go home and see my puppy. So you guys check them out this weekend. Look for the bright pumpkin orange bus that brings all the puppies and kitties to you. And that's going to be at Bob Tyler Toyota on Highway 29 from 11 a.m. to 3. Awesome. That's a really good chunk of time. And how many animals will you guys have there? Do you know yet?
We're going to have about 25 animals there.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so come on out. Is there any important documents people need to bring before they show up?
Just show up and have love in your heart for an animal.
Excellent. Okay, look at that. I mean, that's just something else to do, and maybe I want to say give back to the community, but it helps you guys relieve and give some room for some new animals, and it helps us all continue to show some love to our fur babies. Now, I do want to know, and I'm sure this is probably a silly question, will they all be microchipped?
Everyone is going to be microchipped, vaccinated, up to date on shots, as well as spayed or neutered.
So you literally just come and get your animal.
They're ready to go.
That is like, it's like the McDonald's for picking up a new fur baby. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. We literally have no excuse to skip out on this. And so You guys, make sure you check them out. We have a little bit more to share with Lauren. Stick around. We'll be right back.
If you live in Pace or East Milton and are currently with Waste Pro for trash service, your quarterly contract is up on April Fool's Day. Now is your chance to sign up with Adams Sanitation for twice weekly pickup, recycling, and a low rate you can cancel at any time. Adams Sanitation prides themselves on value, dependability, and community. Call 850-537-3282 for more information or find them online. AdamsSanitation.com. Adams Sanitation, the friendliest little garbage company around.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save for driving safely. Save for driving less with pay-per-mile insurance. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. Savings based on early signing, discount drive-wise in Mile West. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sunbelt Conference Basketball is bringing March Madness to Pensacola. Be there March 5th through the 8th as all 12 men's and women's teams compete for the championship. Which team will reign supreme? Get your tickets today and be there for the excitement. Tickets are as low as $15 for two sessions. Kids tickets start at $5. Experience March Madness, Pensacola style, and cheer your team on to victory. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, 'cause I'm a hungry man.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on your morning pep talk. It's Frisky Friday with Lauren from the Pensacola Humane Society, and she had this brilliant idea that I want to share. I want her to share with everyone before we close out this morning. If you can't adopt, what do they have to do, Lauren?
If you can adopt, come foster with us. Foster some kittens, foster some puppies, foster a dog that just needs heartworm treatment. If you can't foster, volunteer your time with us. Come do an event. Come show up, help with laundry, walk some dogs, pet some cats. If that's not even an option for you, you can always donate. And you don't have to donate money or anything huge like that. You can donate sheets, towels, blankets. Heated pads and heated blankets are always great for when we have foster kittens. There's a multitude of ways you can assist us that doesn't always require you to make the lifetime commitment of adoption.
That's beautiful. And then also, the Humane Society always is looking for those funds just to keep everything going, keep the animals safe in there, mm-hmm. in the shelter. It costs money to keep the building going. Like you said, and I learned last week about the importance of keeping kittens warm. So all these different things, you can go online, correct? And,
yes.
And look up how to become a foster, how to volunteer, how to donate, and where can they go?
PensacolaHumane.org.
PensacolaHumane.org. Lauren, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing Kamua here today. We appreciate Pensacola Humane Society for everything they do. Check them out at Bob Tyler Toyota tomorrow, 11 to 3. There's some puppies and kitties for you. You guys, thanks for hanging out with me today. Join us on Monday. We have a jam-packed show for you. Have fun, be safe, and enjoy your weekend.